direct from San Diego. It's blindbargains.com coverage of CSUN 2014. The biggest names,
provocative interviews,
and wall-to-wall exhibit hall coverage. Brought to you by the American Foundation for the Blind.
On the American Foundation for the Blind website, you'll find everything you need to know about blindness and visual impairment. Search our national job bank, discover the history of Helen Keller, read our blog on current issues, find professional resources, and even more. Our site is completely accessible. Check it out at www.afb.org.
Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
We are here at CSUN 2014 with Dave Wilkinson, Business Development Manager for HIMSS, and we have what I guess you would call the next generation of the BookSense, but it's actually doing a lot more than just BookSense. It's actually doing OCR. So, Dave, welcome to Blind Bargains.
Hey, thank you. I've certainly been on your website enough, and I've spent enough money, so it's about time that I actually got to meet the source of the reduction of my net income over the years.
Awesome. So, this is a new product called the Blaze EZ.
Right.
So why don't you describe to me a little bit about this?
The Blaze EZ is about the size of other competitive digital book readers. It's probably, I'm not very good with measurements and I'm not looking at the specs, it's probably about 4 inches high.
My voice is hit five.
Oh, be quiet over there. an inch or two across, about a half inch thick. So it's about the size.
You're right, it's pretty comparable, sure.
It's pretty comparable.
So you cut out a lot of the buttons.
We cut out a lot of the buttons. This is the Blaze EZ for a reason, and the reason is that it's a... The primary buttons on it are just arrows going up, down, left, and right with an enter or OK button in the middle. And then you have dedicated buttons above that that are brailled with an M for music, R for radio, or B for books. And then you have the button down at the bottom, which is labeled O for OCR. OCR is the next logical step for book readers. When book readers came out, they could handle a lot of formats, DAISY, BRF, TEXT, DOC, EPUB, DAISY.
Right.
All these acronyms that cause our heads to spin around, but what they couldn't handle was an amazingly simple format that was called print.
And I've heard of it.
Yeah, it's
right.
it's still kind of popular.
Okay.
And so the idea of the Blaze EZ is to incorporate that ever elusive but still popular format print into our repertoire of formats that we can handle. So we do that using a high resolution camera that's in the bottom. And when I scan...
What do you mean? How many resolution are you?
I don't know. I'm not an engineer.
Right, okay.
I have absolutely no idea.
Good enough.
It's a good enough resolution camera to read the menu that we're about to read.
All right.
How's that?
Let's do it.
So we're going to go ahead and go into the scanning menu here. I'm going to press the O for OCR.
Take a picture.
And we're going to press that again, and it's going to snap a picture. I'm doing the old elbows on the table routine.
Oh, there you go. It's the cliche...
The cliche
camera sound.
Camera noise.
Yep, it's always there.
And we're going to wait a few seconds, and with any luck, we'll start hearing the hotel menu.
A empty tray selection of assorted breakfast inns and croissants with assorted. A tray of biscuits served with flavored. Bagels with butter, cream, and cheeses are available.
So I take it you have controls to navigate around that?
I can navigate around that, and it did a relatively decent job. Obviously, this is I've been playing with this now for about a day, so I'm not a super pro.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I've got control. I can move by word.
Word. Character.
I can move my character.
Phonetic.
If I want to go really nuts, I can move phonetically.
Oh boy.
And hear them all spell.
Beginning or end of book.
So I can move to the beginning. So it's just like your book sense as far as the controls that you've got.
Contents. Paragraph.
Are they going to work on that's a little seems a little laggy when you're pressing those buttons as far
it's,
as
this is pre-beta.
Okay.
So this is
that puts that in perspective that this is a little ways off of release. Okay.
This is pre-beta.
Mm-hmm.
This will be available by the summer shows, if not before. But we wanted to be able to introduce this at this conference because it's something that we've been working on for a while that we think there's a need for in the market. But this is pre-beta.
Okay. So as far as the OCR is there settings that could control the flash or the backlight, things like that, or how do you...
Yes. Yeah, if I go back into my OCR...
Okay.
Now, it says take a picture, and now I'm using my right arrow to move across the menu.
Flash on. Result.
And the result means that I can go back and look at previous results.
Open captured file.
Or I can open a captured file. I store the JPG... and the text file on here, so I can essentially have it re-recognize.
Could you load on a JPEG from an outside source?
The short answer is you should be able to, and I have not tried it.
Okay.
but I'm on the beta team when I get one of these. At the moment, they're pretty tightly controlled when we've got them, when we don't. Mm-hmm. So when I've got one in my house and am able to play with it, I'll be able to answer a lot more of that. And I'll give you my email address to where you can keep up with it, and we'll see what it does.
For sure. What about is the other thing that I guess has always been helpful as far as OCR as giving cues to help you line up with the page? That was something the KNFB reader did really well with, as far as, you know, telling you if the text was crooked or the part of it was cut off. Have they looked at doing any of those features? Or?
We do not have cues at the moment. I think that's certainly something that if user feedback, you know, we're a market-driven company like anyone else.
So okay.
If it's something that, you know, people push for, then we'll try to develop them. I've had pretty good luck using the old elbows on the table, lower and raise the camera type deal. I've turned the print sideways, upside down to see if it can handle that. It did a nice job.
Okay.
But we do not have cues at this point.
And I take it it does reasonably well, say, like complex documents that have pictures and things like that.
It does. It does as well as you can expect. It does. It beat my expectations for it. I mean, if you take some of the other stuff that was out there, like when the Intel Reader came out, I was a bit disappointed with what it could do, and I wasn't disappointed this time around.
Sure. Are you aware of which OCR engine is being used?
I have no clue.
Okay.
Assumably, I have engineers.
Right. Assumably one of the major ones. So the OCR feature, that's probably one of the, you know, people wonder about how do you make the digital book player relevant with the moving, you know, more people moving to the iPhone and Android and the NLS app coming off of the iPhone, and this seems like a possible good way to do that, because there isn't, the OCR options on the phones are definitely a lot more limited.
Right. The other thing about that, and I think this is all part of, a lot of it depends on who you're looking at for your market.
Well, who are you looking at for your market?
Well, that's a good question.
Right.
I think when you're looking at digital book players and other devices, a lot of what we do, you can do on other devices with other apps, with whatever. A lot of this comes down to life choice decisions. How easy do you want it to be?
Right.
How simple do you want or need it to be? If you are totally geeky and want to prove to the world that you can control your whole universe from your Galaxy or from your iPhone or whatever, then more power to you. At a certain point, you start to lose life hours in that battle. And you just want to get things done. And I think that's where products like this still come into play, in that you still just want to get things done.
Right.
And this will snap the picture, it will read back to you. You've got 12 gigs of memory to store things on. With the music, you've got 10 equalizer settings. You've got an easy equalizer to use.
Mm-hmm.
You've got stereo speakers built into the device.
Okay.
You're handling a wide variety of file formats. So that for example, the other night I was downloading FLAC files on my phone. I would have to download a FLAC app on here. I just throw them on here. So
it does all the formats of the book sense and then a couple more, pretty much.
Okay. Yes. So it all comes down to, you know, how much time and energy you want to spend getting the end result.
Do you feel the OCR is a type of feature, though, that can maybe make the book player a little more relevant to the higher tech consumer?
I do. I'm wanting, what I used my old KNFB reader for was simply things like being able to tell if the coffee is regular or decaf. That's an important decision in my life.
Mm.
So I'm glad to have something like that back. And
sure.
I have not had a lot of success with apps on...
Yeah, people have been looking for replacements for the KNFB reader for a while, people still hold on to theirs.
You know, people are chopping holes in boxes, you know, the camera up and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
I'm not that good.
What's the battery life? Understandably, of course, it's going to be a lot more reduced when taking a lot of pictures, but...
I have not seen the specs on the battery life. I am assuming that it's 12 to 15 hours.
Right. But, obviously taking a whole bunch of pictures in a row is going to
cut that down. Right, it's going to reduce that. Sure, and it's got, you know, and again, it's one of those things, when we give you specs for batteries, just like any other company, the specs were done in the vacuum of space, where we get the best possible use out of it. When you turn Bluetooth on... we were using this with the Bluetooth with the Jambox a while ago. You're going to take more battery power. When you turn Wi-Fi on, and this has got your online DAISY functions where you can download from Bookshare, or you can download DAISY books that are on the web.
Okay.
You've got your internet radio built in. But your Wi-Fi is going to take some battery power.
Sure.
So it depends on the features that you've got turned on or off.
You mentioned Wi-Fi features, and that you have some of that in this model. Is there support for NLS? Is that a possibility?
NLS will happen. This model that I'm holding in my hand is a pre-beta model. I cannot play you an NLS book. It will happen.
Got you. And this is the Blaze EZ. That kind of implies, are there other Blazes?
At the moment, this is our Blaze.
Okay. Awesome. One of the things that you mentioned before we started recording also does have support for more modern memory card formats, SDXC.
Yes.
which that's the newer memory card format.
Yes, it is.
I guess you can get up. Well, they don't make terabyte cards yet.
Not yet.
But in theory.
In theory, you should be able to plug a terabyte card into this. And the first thing I'm going to do when I get home is take a USB cable and plug it into a terabyte external hard drive and see what it does.
Well, is there enough power in the unit to provide that?
Ask me in a couple days.
All right. Well, hey, you know, I appreciate your candidness. It's definitely, I know it's a brand new thing, and we're, of course, still learning about all the capabilities and features of this. I assume pretty much everything else for the old book sense is as far as the radio and a lot of that's still going to work the same way.
It is.
Right.
One significant difference in the hardware in the older book sense in this guy is that we have stereo speakers in this model.
Right.
And the speakers sound pretty good. I mean, I'm not really into speakers built into devices. I mean, I haven't run into a tablet or an iPhone or anything yet that has speakers that would make me stay up late at night waiting to hear them.
Right.
But they're not bad as far as speakers built into portable devices go.
Okay. Is there a price point for this yet? Or?
Price point is to be announced. Frankly, I have a very good idea what it's going to be, but we're still sort of fiddling over the last few dollars when we come out with it, so I'd prefer to hold off.
Can if the reader was $1,800 is going to be...
This is going to be so far beneath that that it's not even funny.
All right. So somewhere, I guess, maybe perhaps between that and, well, original book
sense. You're going to be very pleasantly surprised if you're,
Sure.
And extraordinarily you're saying, pleasantly surprised.
So you said likely available by the summer shows.
It'll be available at the summer shows.
Okay. And if people want to follow the developments and perhaps get some more details and follow up, what's the best way to do this?
You can we have several lists that you can join. You can always send us an email to hims@hims-inc.com, and we'll sign you up for our email list. You're welcome to correspond directly with me. My email address is dave@hims-inc.com. You can go onto our website. We'll be posting updates. We've also got a number of podcasts that we'll be doing over the next webinars that we'll be doing over the next several months, one of which will be on the Blaze, which is coming up in the next couple of months. If you sign up for our emails, then we'll let you know when our webinars are going to be.
Mm-hmm.
So if you happen to be here at CSUN, you can come by the booth and we'll sign you up. So there are a number of ways of keeping in touch with us.
Great. Hey, thank you so much for showing this to us. Look forward to following the progress.
Thank you much. And way to go at Blind Bargain.
For more exclusive CSUN coverage, visit www.blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargain CSUN coverage is presented by the AT Guys. www.atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys. Copyright 2014.